So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited a braisa in which Rabbi Eliezer taught that the source that an arul may not eat truma is a gzer shava of the words teisha v'sachar. In the pasuk of Karban Pesach it states teisha v'sachar lo yechel boy, and in the pasuk of truma it states teisha v'kayim v'sachar lo yechel kaidish. Just as regarding Karban Pesach arul asabai, so to regarding truma arul asabai. The braisa continues. Rabbi Kiva Eimer ein litzaruch. Harehu Eimer, ish, lorabas ha'aral. Kibbe brings another source that an aral is disqualified from truma. The pasuk regarding truma states, ish mizera aharon, v'tzerua eizav, v'kadishim lo'yechel megaymer. The additional word ish teaches, lorabas es ha'aral. Like a tame, an aral is also disqualified. The Gemara adds that we do not learn from ish, lorabas es ha'aynin, that an aynin may not eat truma, because the pasuk v'chol zar lo'yechel kodesh teaches, Zaras amartilach v'loy aninus. Only a zar is disqualified from truma, but an oinim may eat truma. The Gemara explains that we learn from ish that an oral may not eat truma, and from v'chol zar that an oinim may eat truma, and not vice versa, because oral is mochamer in 5 ways, and oinim is only mochamer in 3 ways, as enumerated in the previous daf. Rava gives another reason. Since the drasha is derived from the word ish, it must be referring to a deficiency which may be found with men, but not with women. Arul applies only to men, but Oinin applies to men and women. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva derives 2 other halachas from the words Teisha v'sachar in the pasuk of Karban Pesach. 1. Lasuya ger shemal v'lay tavol. It's to include a ger who performed mila, but did not immerse himself in the mikvah, that he is disqualified from the Karban Pesach. Because Rabbi Kiva holds, mal v'loy tavol ein zeger. 2. V'katan sh'noylid kishu mal. And the pasuk also includes a child born with a bris mila, and did not have hatav as dam bris, that he's disqualified from Karban Pesach, because Rabbi Kiva holds, tzarech lahatav mimena dam bris. However, Eliezer disagrees and says that these two are not disqualified for Karban Pesach, because Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, da'amar ger sh'mal v'loy tavol, ger ma'al yuhu, he's a valid convert. The cotton shenoyle mohol in the tzarch lahat of men dambris, he does not require hatav as dambris. The Gemara continues with the following shaila: Vayi Rav Chama bar Ukva, cotton oral, and as Rashi adds, teich shmeina, mahu l'seicha b'shemet shel truma. May an infant of less than 8 days old be anointed with oil of truma? Arlis shaloi bezmana ma'akva. Do we say that even until the 8th day, the child is considered an oral, even though there is no chiv mil yet, and therefore he may not be anointed with truma? Or do we say that until the 8th day, the child is not considered an aral, because there is no chiv mil yet, and therefore he may be anointed with truma? The Gemara brings a raya from the following brisa. One pasuk states, Himolot kol zachar v'oz yukav la'asaisai. This teaches that mila sacharav, his son's mila, disqualifies the father, b'shas asiya, from being a karm pesach. Another pasuk states, this teaches that Milas Avadav, his servant's Mila, disqualifies the owner Bishas Achila from eating a Karban Pesach. We then utilize the words Az Ligzereshava to teach that Milas Sacharav also disqualifies Bishas Achila, and that Milas Avadav also disqualifies Bishas Asiya. Now, we can understand the situation where he had an issue of Milas Avadav in the evening, Bishas Achila, but not in the afternoon, Bishas Asiya. If Avadav were purchased late afternoon after the Asiya. But apparently the only way he can have an issue of Milas Zacharav in the evening, Bishas Achila, but not in the afternoon, Bishas Asiya, the Isyalid Bein Asiya L'Achila. The child was born late afternoon after the Asiya. This would resolve our question that Arlis Shleb Ismana Havi Arlis. The child is considered an Arl, even Teich Shmaina, and therefore his father is disqualified Bishas Achila. However, Rava says that the pasuk cannot be referring to teich shmeina, because the pasuk states, "Hima lo kol zachar v'az yukav la'asoisai." The father shall perform the mila of his sons, and he can then bring the Karban Pesach. V'hai lav bar mehilahu, in teich shmeina, the child is not due for mila today. Therefore, the brisa must be speaking of a child that is already 8 days old, and it's not arla shaloi bezmana. And the Gemara gives 5 illustrations of how we can have an issue of mila zacharv in the evening, b'shas achila, but not in the afternoon, b'shas asiya. K'goyin shechal tzasei chama. The child had fever, and it subsided in the afternoon of the 7th of Nisan. V'havinan le'kol shiva mi'es li'es. From that point, we must wait 7 full days, 7 times 24 hours, which ends late afternoon every Pesach after the Asiyah. The child was not fit for Mila b'shas Asiyah, but he's fit for Mila b'shas Achila. The child had an affliction in his eye, which subsided after the Asiyah. The child's parents were in confinement b'shas Asiyah and were released after the Asiyah prior to Shas Achila. Since only they are responsible for the Mila, the child was exempt from Mila b'shas Asiyah. Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar b'ini b'ini. The child was a tumtum and his orla was revealed after the Asiyah prior to the Achila. Kugan shahaitzi roishay chutz l'praizder. The child's head came out and he's considered born on the 7th of Nisan. The rest of his body was born late afternoon Erev Pesach after the Asiyah prior to the Achila. The Gemara has a lengthy discussion about the viability of such a birth. In all these instances, he was exempt from Mila B'Shas Asiyah, but he is now fit for Mila B'Shas Achila, and the Gezeirah Shavah teaches that his father is disqualified from eating the Karban Pesach. The Gemara continues with several halachas regarding Aral. Amar B'Yechonu Mishum Rebina, Aral Mekabel Hazah. Shekem Etzin B'Abisenu, Shekibla Hazah Kishen Arelim. An Aral who was a Tmei Meis can receive Hazah's Mechatas prior to his Mila, as we see that the Bnei Yisrael received Hazah upon their entry to Eretz Yisrael while they were still Arelim. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, Lo Nitna Prias Mila L'Avram Avinu. The mitzvah of revealing the Mila was not given to Avram Avinu. We learn this from the Pasuk, Be'esahi Amar Hashem El Yeshua, Aseluch Acharis Tzorim, V'shuv Molitz Bnei Yisrael Sheinus. The word Shuv implies that they already had received the Mila, but were now commanded to perform priya. The word sheinus teaches lakushe seif mila letchilas mila matchilas mila ma'akeves av seif mila ma'akfenboy, in which they are both mandatory for the mitzvah.